Hey, hey, folks, and thanks for listening to another episode of the CNBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola, and today we're going to be talking about resilience. How resilient and how resourceful are you? Given the new situation that we're having with the government, I'd like to know if you're out there finding other ways to make money besides getting any kind of assistance. Stay tuned.
K-Ham Radio. We go ham.
Hello.
K-Ham Radio.
Like an ocean twin, word is out, box them up, sail a ship, line them up. Wanna get down to the pope with a process situation, no shit that costs, pay for the place, man. Make a low cut that you can't fake, word amongst us trying to make it. Really just don't wanna try to fake it. So many cats doing the same thing, wanna come up, feel out of placement. Word, it's my comfort zone, tell my dudes I'm coming home. To the studio and let me roam, back to phone. Massive attraction, mo fitted to the rhythm on a header with every collision on shit bashing. Is it really worth it? About to blow, is it really urgent? Got a thought on the way, can't say no. Probably just give it anything she won't. It's expected, ain't got a name, but I ain't gonna be the same. It's like many times I done been here, I done heard it all, this time it's different. How you risk your life to make a living, not trying to make a killing. Hit a blow and break the ceiling, word is out, fuck how you feeling. Put the shades on, deal with it, ain't nobody with ill lit. Else amongst you. They ain't ready when I give it to them anyways. Find something that'll take them out of any place. Electric, got me feeling like a kid again. Hit the booth like button up, Benjamin. Past times, fast life. Had to rap your prime like twice. Snatch a limelight, cast too thirsty. But they not worth it. Moving up for the rhythm, I'ma get them, put an end to them and show no mercy. Is it really worth it? Lord, you ain't got a purpose. Got an album on the way, can't say no. Probably just do anything I want. It's expected, ain't got a name, but I don't be the same. It's like many times you done been here. You done heard it all, this time it's different. How you risk your life to make a living, not trying to make a killing. Hill is on, just make no deals. Whack they failing, put the shades on, deal with it. Go lit.
Yeah, that was Chris Pritham. We thank you for sending your music so that we could play it on the show. Yo, today we're talking about resilience in business, in life, in any situation. Do you have resilience? How have you had resilience? And while the whole world is worried about what R. Kelly is doing, the government has partially shut down. And recently they told us that we may not have food stamps for those who are getting them in March. So what do you do in that situation? What do you do when your business is stagnant? What do you do when you feel like you are in a no-win-win situation? How are we going to use our imaginations now to manifest and create a new destiny for ourselves? And we just want to talk a little bit about that today. And we're going to start with 9 tips for business growth. The first thing we want to talk about is to revisit the vision and the mission. And I think that we can articulate that in many different areas of our lives, no matter what you do, whether you are in an entrepreneur, you're in business, whether you're a musician, whether you are an artist, whatever, or whether you're just on a regular job, you just want to revisit your vision and a mission for your life. What is that? It's a new year. You know, we all come up with these great ways that we're going to change ourselves. We're going to lose weight. We're going to get in shape. We're going to get healthy, we're going to eat differently, we're going to date better people, we're going to remove toxic people from our lives. We all come up with these different resolutions that we're going to do, but what's tangible vision and mission for your life? Have you written it down? Do you have a vision board? Do you have a journal that you keep things in? How do you articulate your vision and your mission statement that establishes the foundation for who you are and, if you're in business, what your business is? Many people can lose sight of their vision amidst managing their day-to-day responsibilities. I can speak to this personally because for the last 10 years, I have been an entrepreneur and I have several businesses that I've worked with for myself and for other people over the years. And I can tell you that I've had to change my business plan in some cases. I've had to revisit my business plan. I had to see what was really a tangible goal for myself. I had to look at how much money I was making as opposed to how much other resources that I was giving out. I had to renegotiate different organizations and programs that I decided that I thought were going to be good programs for me when I first started out that ended up not being good for me. I had to look at who were the people that I surrounded myself with. Were they negative? Were they people who were in my corner? Were they in the boat with me drilling holes? Were they in the boat with me not drilling holes but not rowing either? These are all things that I really needed to look at for myself, and I felt like this would be a good place to start for some other people who want to be in business, who are in business, or who have a dream that's been deferred. So don't get discouraged. Let's talk about how to continue to be resilient as people of color, POCs. One thing that I learned about people who didn't have a whole lot of resources, particularly POCs like we're talking about in this situation, is that they always had joy. If you have joy, if you have hope, then tomorrow you can get up and say, you know what, maybe yesterday I messed up, maybe yesterday I wasn't able to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish, but tomorrow is another day, I'm going to try again. We have that drive, we have that ambition. It's something that's embedded in us from children, most of us. So you can get discouraged, but be encouraged and know that just revisit your vision, you know, map it out. Look at how you manage your time and your skills. And sometimes just writing down what you do from day to day, you can kind of see where you're spending your money, where you're not spending your money, where you need to spend your money. Don't go with every fad and trend that people tell you, oh, you need to do this. And if you do this and you pay for this, then this is going to increase your business. And also manipulation. People in business will manipulate you. They will say, oh, if you're not giving up this chunk of money for your business or for your life, then you're not investing in yourself. Well, you know exactly what you need to do. And if you don't know, then you need a mentor who can help you, or you need a life coach who can help you get through certain areas over the hump, if you will. But don't believe everything you hear. Don't believe everything you read. Don't believe everything you see. Step two, reassess your business strategy. Strategy is a moving target, and it's so important to revisit how you organize your plans and how you achieve your mission. What worked 20 years ago will not work today. For instance, years ago, people would grab business cards and they said, if you want to network with people, you need to have business cards. Well, if you're over 40 years old, you may be still using business cards. But younger people who are 40 and under are using Instagram, they're using Facebook, they're using digital business cards and their technology to network with one another. And they're not so much using actual paper business cards. And I'm not saying business cards don't work. I'm just saying that there's an alternative to the way that we used to do business, and perhaps using social media and using that way to communicate with your business and with your customers would be more efficient and more personable in today's time and technology state. And as we are going, things are changing day by day, constantly moving, constantly changing.
Jump in my car, turn off your phone, don't tell no one where you are. Feel the warm haze summer days, melting all your cares away. Let's ride to another town.
Another town.
Let's ride. Put your head down.
Put it down. Let's go. Left my wallet on Mars. That's time we drank at the bar. Let's fly to another town. Let's fly. Let your head down. Let it down. Let's go.
Can't stop. We can't stop.
Yeah. Let's go.
Southern thing, pretty skin, half fixed, and when you grin, that's when all life begins. Cool like a fresh breeze. Ooh, please come with me. Let's take a ride, swing to the other side. I'm much obliged to make your acquaintance. You're full of substance. And oh, girl, I love
you're
it.
You're like a Cadillac, cool breeze in the 70s. Oh, you and me, holding hands, talking family. That southern thing I like.
Southern thing I like.
You got that southern stuff I like.
You got that southern
it's
thing I like.
After school, leaning hard cause I'm into you. Barbecue, I'll even open the door for you. I know that's what you like.
I know just
you
what
to
like.
That southern stuff I like.
Miss Georgia Peach, Carolina, when you speak, your southern drawl makes me wanna know you more. Do you want a big family? Well, if so, I can handle it. A gentleman, do the very best I can. Provide for you, I know you wanna finish school. Intelligence is beauty. Girl, I wanna be your study.
I know just what you like.
Know just what you like.
I know just what you need. Southern loving girl.
Southern loving girl.
It's all you need from me.
All you really need from me.
I know just what you want. I know just what you need.
What you need.
Southern loving girl.
Southern loving girl.
I can set you free.
Hey folks, and we're back. You're listening to the CNBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola. Today we're talking about resilience. We're talking about resilience in business and in your life. Now that things are beginning to change with our government system, with our help, with our taxes, potentially with the way that we live, what can you do differently? What about your business? What about your home life? We have been talking about business decisions. We talked about revisiting your vision and your mission. We talked about reassessing your business strategies. Now we're going to talk about doing a reality check. Now, I am a dreamer by nature, so my head is continuously in the clouds. I'm always thinking about, you know, what can I do that's going to be big? When am I going to get my big break? You know, all of that. But at some point in your life, you have to do a reality check and say, you know what, maybe the way I've been living is just not working. Maybe I need a change, a shift. I need to do something different. Sometimes it's important to do a reality check. This can be a sombering exercise, but it also could be helpful to simplify and take a cold, hard look at the data that runs your business. Gather as much information as you can to look at trends, facts, revenue, product sales, customer satisfaction. For instance, if a customer satisfaction score gets worse instead of better, you may need to figure out what it is that's driving that change in the perception of that customer. And we say customer, but what about in your personal life? If what you've done, we talked about cycles last week, if what you've done, if it's continuously been the same cycle over and over again and you can't seem to figure out what needs to change, probably you. All right, then we're going to talk about confronting the brutal facts. Now, after you decided and did a reality check, now you got to confront what's the real facts. You got to decide if what you do is a hobby or is it a job, or are you on a dead-end job and you decided that you know, you really don't like the job, you don't like the people that you work with, and you really need to make a change, then you got to start making the steps that you need to make in order to make that change. It might be freshening up your resume, it might be getting a new wardrobe, getting a new haircut, being around a different circle of people. I once saw an article where a guy was talking about he had been married for 10-20 years and they fell apart. They decided they couldn't be together anymore. And what he did was he knew he had to change his friends. He couldn't have the same friends that he had when he was married because those people were also married. And it could get awkward or weird to have a single friend around. So he decided he needed to make new friends. Well, when you're 40, 50, 60 years old, how do you make new friends? You just can't go out and replace somebody who's been in your life for 20, 30 years as a friend. But what you can do is you can go places where you can find like-minded people, like joining organizations or going to places where, you know, like if you love books, then you want to go to Barnes & Noble's. If you love music, then you want to go to places where they play music. When we lived in Dallas, there was a piano bar there. Or if you smoke cigars, there are cigar bars. There are plenty of places for single people to go to recharge themselves and change their environment when they become single again. Or if you're married and you want to spice things up, think about what does your spouse like and what do you like. Something that you can do to change your atmosphere, change your surroundings. I'm a proponent and I believe that if you change your surroundings, you can change your mind, you can change your outcome, you can change your manifested destiny. These are all things that you can do. Here's another big thing that I think is very important. When you're looking at a business or you're looking at your finances, look at what your budget is and then look at your profit margin. I think that a lot of small business people, they look at the totality of what they earn in their business and not really look at the profit margin. You only have 3 years to really kind of get yourself straight to be able to make a profit before other business people and even the IRS start looking at you like you don't know what you're doing. So you want to look at that. One big mistake small business owners make is not budgeting for profit. Companies that are profitable are able to reinvest money into the organization. So a lot of course, POCs and other people, I'm sure, too, a lot of times they live off the money that they make. Well, if you're living off the money that you make and you can't put money back into your business, chances are you're not going to see a profit because you're eating your profit. Make sure you budget a profit margin so that you have resources available to reinvest into your business. This is one of the main mistakes that small businesses make. And then one day they wake up and they have unfunded capital needs. Another thing, seek objective help. And I say objective help because you can get advice from somebody who's not giving you the kind of advice that you need. You can get advice from friends or family members or people in the same situation that you're in. But those aren't really the people that you want to talk to. My grandfather always told me when I was a kid that you want to be in a room full of people who are smarter than you. Because those are the people that you can learn from. If you're the smartest person in the room, then you have a bigger problem. Hey folks, you're listening to the CNBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola. Stay tuned for more local and independent music.
I'll be around to share. you trust me, I'll make sure to build you up through all your dreams. You and I will grow together. Forget your past. The love you had that never left. God knew your heart. And I was made for you.
Girl, I won't mistreat you.
Never.
Always make love to you. Go to church together. Even get baptized too. We can read the Bible.
Read the Bible with like
mom and father.
This marriage is true.
If you take a little walk with me,
take a walk with me.
Girl, I lead you to the truth.
Girl, I lead you to the truth.
Girl, I share it all with you.
I share it all with you.
When I lost my way, I'll be around to stay.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the CNBR Radio Show. I'm your girl, DJ Cola. We'll be here every Wednesday night at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time and 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Listen on khamradio.com. That's khamradio.com, where we go ham. We'll see you next week.